Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Kehlen Perig Yud Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Kigregeres she'amru. What about the size of a dried fig? That's the Shir Chazal use. For example, remember Masech the Shabbos? How big something has to be in order to be chai for carrying it into a Shasarabim? Or in regard to a Ruvi Chatzeris, where everyone has to get together for an Erev to be able to carry? We have several people living together in the Rosh Hashayachid, so we said each one has to donate a shear of a dried fig, up until 18 figs, then it's enough for everyone. And sometimes it's a shear in regard to Tumah also, in regard to some things. The whole is as big as a dried fig. So what's this dried fig? Zakta Mishnah, Kigre Geres, like the size of a dried fig, Sha'amu the Chazal said in regard to these halachais. Zakta Mishnah once again, Loi Gedayla, not a very large one, Loi Gedayla, not a very small one, Elabaininus, the average one. Rabbi Yehuda says, you should know that the largest one in Eretz Yisrael, that's the average one in the other places. So in Eretz Yisrael, you have to estimate it with a large one. So the dried figs in Eretz Yisrael are smaller than the ones in Chutz Laaretz. So therefore, you have to go with the average in Chutz Laaretz. The Tanakhama argues on Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakhama says, no, the shear goes dafka according to the average in Eretz Yisrael. Because where do we learn the shear from? We learn it from the Shivas Haminim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. And Te'ena, a fig, is one of the Shivas Haminim. And that's talking about Eretz Yisrael. So therefore explains the Chazanish, it has to go after the one in Eretz Yisrael, according to the Tanakhama. Now maybe you're going to ask, how could this be? Eretz Yisrael has the nicest Paris. The Torah is Meshabeach, the Shivas Haminim in Eretz Yisrael. How could it be that the ones in Eretz Yisrael are smaller than the ones in Chutz Laaretz? True, the Gemara says in Masech Tesaita, after the Churban Abayis, we no longer have the time of the Paris that Eretz Yisrael used to have, but should be mamish smaller than the ones in Chutz Laaretz? So take a look here in the Melech HaShloima. Melech HaShloima is a different Gersa. He says, HaKetana Sheberetz Yisrael, the smallest one in Eretz Yisrael, is equivalent to the average one everywhere else. If you ever have time, take a look in the Hagdama to the Melech HaShloima in Mishnayis. You'll see how he describes his family leaving Yemen, leaving Taman, and coming to Eretz Yisrael, and the unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh and suffering they had to be in Eretz Yisrael. He writes his own story. You'll understand a little bit how the Melech HaShloima has a special appreciation for Eretz Yisrael. The Gra says something very interesting. We're talking about dried figs. So when the figs are moist and they have the geschmack, they're taka bigger than anywhere else. But adrabba, once you dry them and the geschmack comes out, because the Eretz Yisrael, the figs are so geschmack, so when you take it out, it's actually smaller than anywhere else. So it's not a pagam in the covet of Eretz Yisrael that the dried figs are smaller. No, it just shows how much more there was when it was full of its lachluchiyos, when it was full of its moisture.